Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What a day in the city of Pittsburgh. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland. This is News Radio 1020. This is the first day, officially, of the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show on radio, and I am psyched, if you can't tell. So we're doing it things a little bit differently on the radio station today, on this show in particular. We've got a lot to talk about. There will hopefully be a chance to get you in the conversation as well. But right now, we're going to talk about a story that is gaining speed. It's gaining energy. It focuses on some Pittsburgh police commanders being involved in a private business practice, raising some questions about what our Pittsburgh police officers are doing, commanders. Beth Pittenger is the executive director of Pittsburgh Citizen Review Board. She's joining us right now. Hi, Beth.
Good morning, Lynn, and congratulations and best wishes.
Well, thank you. So far, so good.
So how about that? Earlier this week, I had Beth Pittenger on the show with me. And at the time, I said to her that I was trying to figure out a way to get some of my favorite guests, some of my regular guests back in the mix this week. And then a news story just kind of dropped into my lap. And who knew? I didn't even know until minutes ago that Beth Pittenger was, in fact, my first guest on my first show right here on KDKA Radio. So it was certainly apropos that we would have her on this week. And I'm glad that all of you are back with me again today, because this is it. This is it. Believe it or not, we have spent basically the last 3 years together, not always noon to three, a couple different times. We have spent time together on this radio station, on this vehicle we call the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show, and now it comes to an end. So those of you who don't know the details, who don't know what happened, or what's happening, I guess is a better word, the pandemic got my attention. The pandemic made me, in the height of the pandemic, I was separated from my family, my kids, my grandkids. My granddaughter I saw her when she was 6 months old, and then I didn't see her again for over a year. And yes, we did FaceTime. Yes, we interacted. But I got to tell you, if you're a grandparent, if you're a parent, you know that that's not the same thing. You know that it's not the same thing. So when I sat down and I kind of looked at where I was in my life, and I realized I had missed birthdays and I had missed Christmas and I had missed Thanksgiving, I felt like I wanted to make a change. I felt like I didn't want to spend that much time away from my family and my loved ones. And even, there were times that my daughter-in-law will say, well, you know, Mom, you can come down, but you're going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks after you get here. And this was really, literally, and, you know, when the pandemic first started. She's a pharmacist, so she follows the science. And the science at that time said that, you know, once you went to another location, you were around new people, you had to separate yourself from them until you knew that you were virus free. So when I started thinking about, okay, so a week there, 2 weeks to quarantine when I go down there. And then, as you know, if you're a regular listener on the show, I have my 96-year-old dad. So 2 weeks to quarantine when I come home. That's 5 weeks. That just made it impossible. Impossible to do. So I had to really start rethinking my life. I had to start rethinking my priorities. And then I think probably, and a little bit later today, my daughter is going to join us. I don't know if my son's going to or not, but my daughter is. But the one of the other things that my son said to me, and my mother was a school teacher. In fact, I've heard from many of you who tell me that, you know, you were her students at Taylor Alderdice and a number of other places. But my son said to me, Mom, I want you to be the kind of grandma to my kids that grandma was to us. And that resonated with me when I thought about, you know, all the places, you know, the places I will take you, all of the museums. And, you know, my mother used to love the nationality. My kids were probably the youngest kids that ever went through every nationality room at the University of Pittsburgh. They did all of those things together. And so, when that hit me, when he said that, it hit me that I needed to reevaluate. I needed to rethink where I was. I needed to rethink what my priorities were and how I was spending my time. So I'm still trying to figure out exactly what that looks like. But what I do know is this. I'll be going down to Atlanta for the holidays, for Thanksgiving. And I will be taking my 96-year-old father with me when we go to Atlanta for the holidays. But he said to me last night, well, when are we going and when are we coming back? And those of you who have folks in their 90s in your lives, you know that attitude. They don't, you know, anything that upsets the apple cart kind of throws them for a loop. So he wondered, when are we going? When are we coming back? And I said, well, here's the thing. I'll be retired, so we can go when we want and we can come back when we want. We have options. There was no pushback he could give me. Last year, I couldn't even get him to come upstairs and have Thanksgiving dinner with me. Well, he did finally come up, but he did try to bail at the last minute. So that's how I kind of landed at this place at this particular point in time. And the other thing I have consistently said to folks is I believe that this pandemic has changed all of us, some for the better, and honestly, some not so much. Some of us, not so much. The isolation, the disconnectedness, it has changed the way we look at each other. It's changed the way our relationships interact. It's changed all kinds of stuff. So over the next 3 hours, I am going to reminisce. I'm going to reflect. You will meet some of my good friends, some that you may know already, some you may not. But they have been with me on this journey that has been the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show, both on radio and TV, because, you know, while I've been here for 3 years, I feel like I have been in the spotlight for 45 years. And so for a lot of people, that's all blurred together. Many of you came with me from TV over to radio. So we're going to talk about all of that and just have some fun. I told my boss not too long ago that my biggest goal today was going to try not to be emotional. And he said, emotional's fine. It's okay if you get emotional. I'm going to try not to get emotional, but we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, I'm going to spend some amazing time with you, and I'm just glad you're here. So I have a tendency to tell folks all the time, you are my favorite guest. You are my favorite interview. And you know how that goes. Some people really are. Some people aren't. But I'll tell you what, Bishop David Zubig absolutely is one of my all-time favorite people. Welcome, sir.
Oh, Lynn, it's so good to connect with you when you're just talking about, you know, hearing from some of your friends. I hope that you count me among them, because I wanted to call and thank you for your great service. Certainly a compliment to say almost 50 years, but at the same time, you brought so much joy to all of your listeners, and I consider myself to be one of them, and all the professionalism that you brought when you were on TV as well, too. So I just want to call and wish you the very, very best in the future, that you're able to sleep in the mornings, you're able to take your dad on the kind of trips that you talked about without any kind of intrusion in your own schedule. So it's good to, you know, to be able to connect today. And just I'm going to give you God's blessing, knowing that the future is going to hold great things for you.
Well, I tell you what, I so appreciate hearing from you today, my friend. And I don't know that you will even remember this, but I remember when you were named bishop here in this area, and we were doing a television story with you. We had to go out into that Greentree, Carnegie area. We were going to come out there with you. And you said, just follow me. And we got in our KDKA vehicle, and you took off out of that parking lot like a you-know-what, like a bat out of you-know-what. And I was like, I think I'm going to like this guy.
Well, you know, that's almost 25 years ago. Can you believe that?
Wow. I can, but I tell you what, great memories. And then when we got there, you had chocolate chip cookies for us. I don't know if you remember that, but I sure do. Just always a pleasure, sir. Always a pleasure. And I always appreciated, you know, I say to folks all the time, I appreciate the fact that you picked up the phone when I called, and you always did. And that means more than you know.
Well, whatever we can do to move forward, good causes for sure, and to support each other.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Things are a little on the down. God bless, Lynn. Take care.
Thank you. Same to you. And know that I love you. Thank you so much, Bishop David Zubig. Yeah, he pulled out of that parking lot, and we looked at each other, and it was like, whoa. And, you know, over the course of the next couple hours, different people will be on the show with me today, and different perspectives, different experiences. When I first showed up, landed literally almost on my head in the KDKA TV newsroom, there was one person that I felt like I could go to, and probably even to this day, if I need some editorial advice or direction, it is the one, the only, Harold Hayes. Harold Hayes joins me now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Well, Mr. Hayes, I get to try to catch up with you now in this retirement thing.
First off, you've been exposed to very limited horizons if you think I know anything about the business. The thing I could tell you about retirement is the first few months you still kind of listen, you kind of watch, you are keeping up with stories you had been a part of, and I can just tell you for a fact that in the fifth year, like I am, you listen less and less. You listen, but you don't listen like you did before, because you realize the torch indeed has been passed to another generation, and it's their time to do that stuff.
Well, and go ahead. I was going to call you out.
I just wanted to let the listeners know that you've also perpetuated a stereotype about me that somehow started in McKeesport in the 1950s, that I've been a behavior problem, because when I'd come to work and we were in rows that were next to each other and I had to turn around and I wanted to either tell you some gossip or say something to you about some news of the day, your first words to me usually were turn around, because you assumed I was up to no good, and you were usually right.
I was going to say, and I wasn't that far off the mark either. And here's how you have rubbed off on me, Mr. Hayes. I was saying something to someone, I believe it was yesterday, and as I started the story, I said, now you have to listen closely because I don't repeat gossip. And as soon as I said that, I was like, oh, man, that is Harold Hayes. If I ever ingested Harold, that was Harold.
That was from the song in that old show, Hee Haw. And there was a line in that song that said, listen good. We don't repeat gossip because you got to listen good the first time. I remember that. But we had some good time. It's amazing how fleeting time goes. That newsroom, Brenda Waters sat in front of me. Ralph Iannotti sat
Ralph
behind
Iannotti,
me.
Ralph Iannotti, yeah.
You're over Catacora corner from me, and we always kept
and Mary Rob
going, 'cause we
Mary Rob Jackson, indeed, good times.
It was quite a time, because we always said when the managers of the newsroom came down our aisle, it was like going down the aisle of Jurassic Park. You didn't know if your head was going to get bitten off, or if we would just growl, or if we would just go do the story as a sign. So it was a formidable group. I miss those days. But you're going to enjoy retirement. I know you will.
Well, yeah, because you've met my grandkids, so you know that.
Right.
But
right,
last thing, right, real quick, I have to tell you this. See, here I am in retirement because I forgot all of a sudden what I was going to tell you. It'll come back to me, and I'll say it on the other side of the news. I had something to tell you. I just
That's
can't remember
right
what it was. Yeah.
All
you,
right.
You
good
know
luck
what
to you,
you
dear.
Know what that feels like.
Always
all right. Thank
pleasure,
you.
And,
oh, I know. I know what I was going to say. I know what I was going to say.
Right.
I was talking to Ross Gadotti yesterday, and I told Ross that my father always told me that I rise or drop to the level of people that I'm around. He's like, when you're with people who are up here, you rise to that level. And that's how I felt about Jurassic Park. That's how I felt about Iroh. So I thank you for that, my friend. I thank you.
I appreciate it, dear. Good luck to you.
All right. Thanks. So, you know, in this business, you guys as listeners, as viewers, you know us. You know the on-camera, the on-microphone people, because we are the face, the voice of a show or a station. But a lot of times, the heavy lifting, the hard work happens behind the scenes. Now, full disclosure, I asked my producer, Tamira, if she was going to come on with me today, and she told me no. Now, any other guest in the city of Pittsburgh that would say no, Tamira would, well, let's just say she wouldn't take no for an answer. But I'm going to keep working on her for the next hour or so. In the meantime, Corey Martin is one of those people on the TV side who always held it together, always kept you focused, always made sure that your T's were crossed and your I's were dotted. Corey joins me now. Welcome, sir.
Hello, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? One of the things I wanted to do today, Corey, was have people that have been instrumental in the course of my journey, and you've done that. And part of when it hit me was when you put together my finale show on the TV side. That's probably, and this is going to sound terrible, but that's probably when I realized just how much you mean to me.
Oh, well, thank you, and back at you. It was my honor to help you with it. You know, you produced your show by yourself for decades without any help from anyone else. And on your last show, you said, I'm leaving. And without even asking me, I said, you know what, if you want my help, I'm in. And so it was my honor and my pleasure to help you put that together.
Well, here's the thing. I think a lot of times people see the finished product or they hear the finished product, but they have no idea what it takes to get there.
True. I mean, it took a lot of work. You know, you dug through your archives, and I dug through some of our archives here at the station, and we came up with some pretty good interviews from the Lynn Hayes Freeland Show over the years, and Vibrations before that. And so I think that we were able to showcase the true flavor of what the show was for all of those years, and the beacon that it has been in the community for so many people.
Well, the other thing that you and I share that I don't know how many of my radio listeners even know this, is that for years on the TV side, I produced the Children's Hospital Free Care Fund show. And my history here at KDKA Radio goes back to when the radio station used to broadcast live from the downtown department stores. And I would be the one standing out in the cold collecting the money from people who came to donate and give them their Farkleberry cookie. But KDKA Radio, KDKA TV has a long-standing history with Children's Hospital. And now you head up that effort and you coordinate both the radio and TV sides of that.
Yeah, you know, I took it over in 2019. You know, you did it for many years in the 80s as a producer and then got in front of the camera and have been a part of it ever since and continue to be a part of it. And we'll continue to be a part of it this year coming up on December 16th. And, you know, the Free Care Fund, TV started it in 1954, the broadcast. And the Free Care Fund dates back to when the hospital opened in 1890. And it is such a wonderful cause that, you know, no child is denied medical care because their family can't afford it. And it's because of the generous donations of all of the viewers and listeners over the years who have contributed. And to just be a part of it, you know, I've been at KDK since 2006. I really wasn't a part of Telethon until 2019, like I said. And I knew of it, but you don't know what it's like to be a part of it until you're really in it. And it is amazing and powerful and wonderful. And I'm honored to be a part of it. I'm honored to still have you with me doing it. And it's a great cause.
Well, it is a special club, and I'm glad I get to share it with you. Corey Martin, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate you more than you know.
thank you, Lynn. And I just want to say you're an icon, and Pittsburgh will definitely miss you.
Well, thank you. But I'll see you on the 16th of December for the Children's Hospital.
Sure will. Absolutely.
Thanks, Corey. You know, I talk about what it takes to put together, you know, these shows. I mentioned my producer, Tamira. I'm just going to keep mentioning her name. Maybe if I say it often enough throughout the course of this afternoon, I can guilt her into coming on. We have, you know, we've formed quite a, well, I'll hold on. Hold on. I got Jackie Johnson Pendleton on the line. Jackie, welcome to the show. Jackie and I worked together for years as well. Boy, I want to act like I'm not that old, but if I'm retiring, I guess I am. Welcome, Jackie.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I am well, and I'm glad to have you with me because you're one of the few people that, you know, you were there in One Gateway Center when TV was downstairs, radio was upstairs, we all operated as one. I mean, you and I are among the few people who have that history.
Absolutely. It's a long history. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
And so when you think about, when you think back about your time, my time at KDKA, what, is there one incident that stands out?
I can't think right now of one incident, Lynn, but I just want to say that through the years that we've worked together, it was such a pleasure, but it was a learning process for me that I learned a lot from you, you know, in our course, in our journey of working at KDK. I learned a lot from you at work and outside of work because we have become very dear friends. And I just want to say it's been an absolute pleasure to have worked with you and learned from you in those years of working together.
Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, so many things go through my mind. I remember one day, and I won't go into this whole story, but I remember one time you and I were at the courthouse. We were covering some story, and I remember saying to you, Jackie, I think they're going to come down the hall from this way because so-and-so just walked down there. And when you talk about, you know, learning from each other, that's what we did. We spent time together. You share your insight. I share mine. And at the end of the day, we come out better people.
Absolutely. Yes, it was such a pleasure. And you just made, you know, the people like you just made coming to work every day a joy, really and truly. We loved our jobs, but, you know, the people make your jobs as well. And you were one of those people that made it a pleasure to come to work and to work with every day.
Well, I appreciate that. That wasn't what you were supposed to say, so I'm not paying you extra for that, okay? Just so we're clear, you're not getting paid extra for that. All right. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you, my sis, for sure. You know I love you, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Love you. Enjoy your retirement, Lynn.
Well, thanks. I will. You know I will. I got the nicest note yesterday from Rose Ryan Douglas, who retired from KDKA Radio News. I guess it was earlier this year Rose retired, and I just want to share part of that note with you because it was so sweet. And Rose says, enjoy your final show. I can't believe it's here. Flashback to my last day. I was very concerned about crying on the air, but you know, a quiet peace fell over me as I started my shift, and I felt calm until the end, reassured that I was making the right decision at the right time. I wish you that peace and feeling of freedom. Please know, my friend Rose Ryan Douglas, I do. My friends all said to me, you'll know when it's time. I did, and I feel that freedom and that peace. Somebody else who knows something about retirement, freedom, peace, Ralph Iannotti. Hey, Ralph.
Hello there. How are you, my young lady?
I'm great. How are you?
I don't think you're being entirely truthful, though. I have to tell you that right off the bat because I don't believe you're old enough to retire.
Don't I wish I was? But here's the thing, Ralph. You do the math. I've done this for 45 years. So unless I was five, I'm old enough to retire.
Well, listen, I hope your retirement is actually everything you hope for, everything you wish for, because it's well-deserved. But when I came to Pittsburgh in 1982, you were very gracious welcoming me to Pittsburgh and to the KDK TV newsroom. And we sat across from each other for both of those years when we changed our newsroom from the basement to upstairs to the first floor. Remember that? Certainly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's really when I got to know you.
you were a great colleague in the newsroom, and I'm sure you're going to be sorely missed in Pittsburgh, at least on the air. I know you're going to be doing some other stuff there on the radio and on TV once in a while, but certainly your day-to-day accomplishments there in the city of Pittsburgh are nothing short of spectacular over all these years. You know, we were neighbors in the newsroom. When there was a newsroom with COVID, everything has changed, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's, you know, that's a big part of why I'm doing what I'm doing. But I got to ask you a quick question, Ralph, because Harold Hayes was on a little while ago. And Harold said when he first retired, he watched the news. He watched it faithfully. But now he's coming up on 5 years, believe it or not. He doesn't watch it like he used to. He's just kind of moved on. Where are you with that?
Well, I guess I fall into that pretty much same category. I mean, obviously, I follow the news when it comes to the major stories. As you probably know, and my friends know, certainly in Pittsburgh, I'm spending a lot of time these days in upstate New York. This is where I'm from, near Albany, small town about 30 miles out of Albany. And I miss the big stories, like the one huge story up here this past few months has been the resignation of Governor Andrew Cuomo because of the sexual harassment stuff that's going on. And I kind of miss not being part of that, even though I wasn't part of some of the news team up here where I came from when I went to Pittsburgh for 40 years. I left Albany in 82, and that's when I arrived in Pittsburgh and retired in 2019. But again, back to your question, I don't watch the news every day anymore. I mean, I keep busy doing other things. And, you know, like Rose Ryan Douglas told you in her notes, you know when it's time. And I just thought it was time back in 2019 that just hang it up.
Well, you know I love you, Ralph Iannotti, and I miss you, but I thank you for calling today and sharing in this last day with me. You know I appreciate you.
Well, listen, you deserve nothing but the best because the best is what you did in your career that spanned, more than four decades there. And just I want to wish you the best, really. Congratulations on your retirement, Lynn.
Well, thank you. You know I love you. And thanks for calling, Ralph. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Well, the first hour of my last 3 hours is already done. Did that fly by? So many people that I want to talk to that I want to get in. And if you can't get in on the phone, please go to my Facebook page. It's Lynn Hayes Freeland News Radio 1020. And the Facebook page will continue, will remain. We will have our conversations. I will ask questions. I want your input. So if you haven't followed along, now's the time to do that. What's ending today is this noon to three show, but I will still have a presence. I'll talk about that coming up. Got some things in the works with Marty Griffin, Minority Health Matters. So I'll still be around, just in a different format. Speaking of around, it's time for us to go around the way and get the latest news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.